This week, we'll learn about efforts to prevent the closure of a VA hospital in Hot Springs, South Dakota, with AFGE VA Council 259 President Patrick Russell. And later, we'll discuss challenges facing transportation security officers with AFGE TSA Local 778 Executive Vice President Bobby Newsom. But first, AFGE Field Mobilization Director Tucker McDonald joins us. Tucker, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tucker, AFGE is currently executing its 2013 field plan, which you are in charge of. Tell me about it.
Well, as we approach a crucial month coming up in September where we see the continuing resolution needing to be reauthorized, President Cox tasked our department to come up with a field plan and really to carry off of the momentum that we created during the March 20th rallies throughout the country so that we could put pressure onto the Congress going into the September working period, congressional working period, where we'll see probably the continuing resolution be debated and hopefully passed. So we wanted to try to come up with a plan that mobilized the membership to communicate with their elected officials on several issues, first being the sequester. As you know, there are a lot of our members that are now facing furloughs, and so we wanted to make sure that the membership had information, had tools to communicate with their member of Congress on what this policy is really doing to not only them and their families, but to their mission and to the agency's mission. The second issue was, as you know, we're in the third year of a pay freeze, and we wanted our members that may not be affected by the furlough, but all of us who are affected by the pay freeze, to communicate with their elected official on what this policy has meant for them. You know, we are the only constituency that has really contributed anything to deficit reduction. Over $100 billion has come on the backs of federal employees, whether it's an increase in future federal employees' pension contributions. You know, we've seen federal employees become a target throughout the debate on the deficit. And it's extremely frustrating to our members when we're having these discussions about what we can do to solve this country's deficit problem, which again was never the fault of any federal employees. But you know, as good Americans and good citizens, we wanted to do our part, and we have. And again, we see the Congress coming back to the well on the backs of federal workers. And we want to come up with a solution that obviously does not have an impact on the services that we provide, but also doesn't have a financial impact on our members' future. Because like I said, we have already sacrificed, and it's time for someone else to participate in this reduction.
Tucker, some of these things that you talked about, ending the pay freeze, ending furloughs and sequestration, ensuring that retirement payments are not increased. When you put them all together, they touch almost all corners of the federal government or federal employees in some way. When you're talking about these issues and the AFGE response to the membership, what are you hearing from them?
Well, there's obviously a lot of frustration. You know, people are disappointed that these policies were instituted, and all of us, you know, going into the debate over the debt ceiling when the sequester was ultimately proposed, I think everyone from elected officials to the American people thought that this was a policy that they weren't going to go forward with. So it's extremely frustrating for our members to know that this was a policy that really was never intended to be a solution, and now we're stuck with it, and now it's resulting in our members in different agencies losing close to 20% of their pay. So there's a lot of frustration out there, but there's also, I think, a great opportunity for our members to become mobilized. Never has there been, I think, a clearer instance of why it's important to be involved in our legislative and political program. And I know a lot of our members are hesitant to get involved. And there's a lot of, I think, trepidation about the Hatch Act and about, you know, what it means to be a federal employee and what you're allowed to do. But, you know, what we're trying to do is educate the membership that there is nothing illegal and nothing wrong with them trying to communicate with their elected official about these policies. Now, obviously, it has to be done certain times. But there's nothing that precludes our members from having conversations with, you know, their fellow workers on what these policies are meaning to them. And more importantly, that there is a discussion about how they can communicate with their elected official to end this policy.
And I think if you take it one step further, you can look back in history and see the impact that federal employees can have when they all stand up collectively and focus their efforts on one issue that comes to mind would be the national security personnel system in DOD.
And, you know, we part of the field plan, again, has been to offer different options to the members to participate in communicating with their member of Congress. And we wanted to try to provide different avenues so that if you're not if you don't live in a city where there's a local congressional office, then make a phone call. If you don't feel comfortable meeting with your elected official, then send their local office a letter. The point is that there's close to 300,000 members of AFGE, and we represent, you know, over 650,000 federal workers. And the only way that this policy is going to change is if the Congress feels the pressure, and they feel and they're educated, more importantly, you know, because I think that there's just a lot of misinformation out there about, you know, what the impact of these policies are having. You know, we saw a clear example of how the American people felt about furloughs with what happened with the FAA. And we need to try to recreate that scenario. And, you know, we've done a good job in communicating with some agencies to end furloughs this year. But again, this is a 10-year policy. This is the first year. Just because we've been successful in stopping the you know, the furloughs and with the FDA and the VA and other agencies doesn't mean that's something that won't happen next year. And again, we have big concerns that it could happen next year because, you know, there will be less resources. And so it's extremely important that our members feel comfortable and have a number of ways that they can communicate with their elected official, whether it's on the sequester, whether it's on the pay freeze, whether it's on the VA downgrades. But it is a great opportunity for our membership to become mobilized because there is a lot of frustration, there is a lot of anger, but we need to do something positive with that anger. And we need to make sure that, you know, every elected official understands what the impact of these policies are having in their district.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, and we're speaking with Tucker McDonald, AFGE's Director of Field Mobilization. Tucker, you mentioned a couple of times that you're working toward the continuing resolution in September. Why is that date so important? And then what happens after that?
Well, September is going to be such an important month because you have not only the continuing resolution, which is, you know, the mechanism that funds the federal government, expiring. So they'll have to do another bill to fund the federal government, or it would result in the federal government shutting down like we saw in the 90s. You also have seen, and the date is fluctuating a little bit on this, that the debt ceiling will need to be raised again. That probably will happen, from what we're hearing in the media, maybe around early October. But the Congress is going to be back from the August recess in the month of September, and all of these issues are going to be debated. And as the Congress is bringing these issues up, this is when we can see, you know, a possibility for the sequester to be ended. But this is also, you know, a situation where we could see them try to extend the pay freeze or go after pension contributions for federal employees. So it's going to be an extremely important month. And the idea is to build as much pressure going into that debate so that every elected official, when they're making a decision about, to, you know, how to fund the federal government for the next fiscal year or how to raise the debt ceiling, that they understand that federal employees have already sacrificed. They've already given over $104 billion for deficit reduction. There is not another constituency that has contributed to deficit reduction as much as federal employees. So we have to make sure that as this debate is raging, that every elected official, Democrat, Republican, House and Senate, that they know what we've already done. And the only way that that's going to happen is if they hear from AFGE members, their friends and their family in the local community.
Earlier, you mentioned ways that federal employees can get involved. They can send a letter to their member of Congress. They can call the offices, number of things they can do to participate. Talk to me about the role that social media and evolving technologies are going to play in this fight.
Absolutely. So in the month of, every month this summer, AFGE is going to be conducting a telephone town hall with all AFGE members and President Cox. And the purpose of these telephone town halls, which is a wonderful technology that allows us to call every AFGE member that we have a correct home phone number for. And I would say that if you're listening to this and you don't have a correct phone number or you haven't updated AFGE headquarters with that information, that you should give us a call and so that we can make sure that we have a correct home phone number. Because the way this technology works is we call everyone that we have a home phone number for and ask them to join what is essentially a huge conference call. The last telephone town hall that we did was on May the 7th, and we had over 20,000 AFGE members on the line to hear about what we're doing to end the furloughs, end the pay freeze, stop the VA downgrades, and protect our members' pensions. So it's this type of technology that is allowing us to mobilize our members on a lot broader level. After the telephone town hall, we created a link on AFGE's website, afge.org, that provided the membership with three patch-through numbers. And what these numbers are is they're numbers that a member can call, and it will automatically transfer you to either your representative or both of your senators. And we set these up for one number to focus on the furloughs and the sequester, one number to focus on the pay freeze, and one number to focus on the VA downgrades. And since we're talking about the numbers, I'm going to go ahead and give them to you right now. If you wanted to call your member of Congress, your representative, or both of your senators about the furloughs, you could call 1-888-775-3148. If you want to call your member of Congress because you want them to end the pay freeze, you could call 1-888-907-8362. And if you're a member of the VA and you want to stop these non-essential downgrades, you could call 1-888-907-5171. And these numbers, like I said, will transfer you to your elected official and allow you to communicate with their staff about these policies. We also created on this page a flyer that looks like a fake $25 bill that we're calling furlough dollars. And the purpose of these furlough dollars is a representation of what businesses will lose because of the sequester. It is a flyer that should hopefully create a conversation with, you know, local restaurants, retail shops, your local bar, wherever you want to go. This should hopefully start a conversation with these business owners about what this policy is going to really mean to them. And the idea is that this represents money that is taken out of their pocket. This is money that federal employees, because they're going to be furloughed, because some of our members are going to lose 20% of their pay, are not going to be able to visit their favorite restaurant or make sure their daughter can have dance lessons over the summer or go to the local pool or take that, you know, that vacation. And if we're going to be successful in getting Congress to stop this policy, then we have to get the community involved. It can't be just limited to our members. It's got to be local businesses, local organizations, churches, whatever. They need to hear from Congress. And as we can build this coalition, the stronger our voices will be. So it's extremely important that we get these furlough dollars out there. And again, these are located on the AFGE website. You can download them yourself or you can order them and we'll ship them out to you if you've got events coming up in your state.
Tucker McDonald, AFGE's Director of Field Mobilization. Tucker, great to have you on the show for the first time. Thanks for stopping by.
It's exciting to be here. I started working for you guys and for the membership on April the 1st, and I've really enjoyed the opportunity I've already had to meet some of the members and looking forward to meeting more over the summer.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, available on demand at InsideGovernmentRadio.com. I'm your host, Jason Fornicola, and up next, we'll be joined by AFGE VA Council 259 President Patrick Russell, who will detail the union's fight against efforts to close the VA hospital in Hot Springs, South Dakota.